With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As additional U.S. military equipment and personnel arrive in the Middle East, Iran not backing away from its threat to attack Israel, according to the BBC's Tom Bateman.
It's really hard to try and predict what the Iranians will do in any situation. They have had a tendency in the past to act in what is sometimes called an asymmetric way, so not a direct attack into Israel, but perhaps attacking some of its interests overseas, or, for example, U.S. assets or U.S. personnel in the Middle East, something that the U.S. also desperately wants to try to avoid.
Unlike a couple of her fellow members of the congressional squad, Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has won her primary race. Also in Minnesota, Republican Royce White will face Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar in November. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump to hold a rally today in Asheville, North Carolina, expected to talk economics. Vice President Harris due in North Carolina on Friday. President Biden is promoting his administration's Cancer Moonshot initiative.
During a visit to Louisiana's Tulane University, the president announced $150 million in awards that will support 8 research teams around the country as they develop ways to help surgeons more successfully remove tumors.
And we're moving quickly, because we know all families touched by cancers are in a race against time.
Mr. Biden said the moonshot goal is to cut U.S. cancer fatalities by 50% over the next 25 years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Heavy rains are falling and fierce winds are buffeting Puerto Rico as Tropical Storm Ernesto bears down on the island. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 35 points. NASDAQ futures off a fraction. This is SRN News. A chaplain takes on the city of Austin, Texas.
Dr. Andrew Fox led the chaplaincy program for the local fire department for nearly a decade. But after he posted an opinion on his personal blog stating that men should not be allowed to compete against women in sports, the city fired him. He's suing with help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and his case has progressed to federal court. ADF spokesman Rachel Rouleau says, quote, everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge says Maine is not violating the constitutional rights of religious schools by requiring them to abide by a state anti-discrimination law to receive taxpayer-funded tuition assistance. But the judge also acknowledged that a higher court will have the final say. The lawsuit is one of two in Maine, focusing on the collision between federal and state law. The U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled that Maine cannot discriminate against religious schools in providing tuition assistance. This is SRN News. The Israeli government is working on a strategy to prevent further terror attacks like the one on October 7th. We get the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
10 months after Hamas terrorists swarmed across the Israel-Gaza border, Israelis remain angry and fearful at the terrorist vows to do it again and again. The Netanyahu government has now taken a first step towards allaying concerns, albeit with no admissions or accountability. A $190 million pilot program in 5 frontline communities will focus on physical defenses, human rapid response, advanced communication, and technologies. The plan apparently aims to begin refortifying physical defenses without answering the questions Israelis have been wrestling with. Who turned off the area's electronic defenses and who left the gates open? I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.